like he did it before. Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10. Let us turn to a book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Do you know what the common thing is in people that had victory in their Christian life? All of them were people of prayer. When they were having a difficult time, they prayed, and when they were facing trials, they prayed. Also when they needed wisdom, and when the country was having a hard time, they prayed. When they prayed, the door that would not have been opened got opened. When they prayed, the chains that would not have been broken got broken. When they prayed, the ground of the jail that would not have been shaken got shaken. When they prayed, the illness that would not have been cured got cured as well. A stroke patient got up, a person that could not stand up stood up, and a blind opened eyes. Hezekiah that was told that he would be executed cried out to God in prayer. When he prayed, his life got extended by 15 more years. These events all happened when people prayed. Also, when people prayed, God gave them wisdom, grace, and also material blessings. Therefore, the most important thing for Christians is prayer. But nevertheless, there is no one that could be said that they prayed for enough time. Whatever it is, I hope you will not start anything before praying about it. When you serve in ministry, if you do it after praying about it, that serving in ministry becomes joy. When you commit to do something, if you do it after praying for it, you become humble. When you help out in ministry, if you do it after praying about it, you get to confess that God gave you grace to do this. When you praise God in singing, if you do it after praying, your heart gets touched, and you get to experience the presence of God. Whether you study, whether you run a business, whether you work in politics, whether you go to a workplace, in life of Christians, our absolute priority should be prayer. A day that has been started with a prayer becomes a day that has power. Pathway of life that has been prepared with prayer, sometimes it seems that it is bound to go wrong and to fail, but if you look at it later, you get to experience that everything goes well. Prayer is having communication with God. Pathway of communication is prayer. Communication needs to be done well, to be able to connect with others. At the moment, our society has a lot of noises. Why is that so? It is because there is a lack of communication. Sometimes young people ask me this thing. What should I look for as the first thing in a future spouse? I advise them to get married with a person that they can communicate with well. If the blood flows well in the body, you become healthy, you need to be able to communicate well to become happy. When communication is not done well, whether in family or at work, problems arise. It is the same with our relationship with God as well. Through prayer, when we communicate well with God, we get to experience getting answers to our prayers. We get to understand the will of God. The Bible did not tell us about how to preach. But the Bible directly taught us about how to pray. This tells us how important prayer is to us. The Bible mentioned a word pray 950 times. Like this, it means prayer is really important. Right now, what we need the most, in ourselves, in church, in our nation, is prayer. Particularly, we need to pray for our nation. Our country is at risk, as North Korea is trying to experiment nuclear bombs. National defense has been maintained after the 25th of June war, but it is at risk again as the balance between the North and the South Korean military is falling down. Like a naked body, our destiny is in a perilous state at the moment. Our president also said a dictator of North Korea, Jun Jiun Kim, who is 32 years old, his mental status is just uncontrollable. When it comes to a national defense issue, there should be no confrontation between the ruling party and the opposition party. Christians are the people that love the nation. When situations are like this, we need to pray. God needs to really look after our people. John Knox said, "People that pray will never ever fail." That is so right. Our main passage today shows us about the faith of Daniel, that had a victorious life through prayer. Daniel was taken to Babylon, as a captive at first. But his wisdom and intelligence were really exceptionally outstanding. So he became a leader of Babylon. People that were jealous of him tried to plan a plot to kill him. They knew that Daniel only worshipped God, so they went up to the king and told the king to make an announcement that they will not allow anyone to worship any other god other than the king. So the king made an official rule that they will not allow anyone to worship other god other than the king of Babylon. Daniel knew about this fact, but as he did it before, towards the Jerusalem church, he prayed to God 3 times a day. By the people that made a false charge against Daniel, he was put in a lion's den. But even before Daniel was put inside the lion's den, God sent him an angel ahead of him. God closed the mouth of lions and protected Daniel so that even a hair did not get hurt. Also, the people that tried to kill Daniel and made a false charge against Daniel, and even their families were put in a lion's den and they died. And this testified to other surrounding nations around Babylon that God is alive. This amazing work of God happened through prayer. I hope all of you will put prayer as your absolute priority, and will tune into the frequency of prayer and to God. Daniel was that sort of person. Daniel knew that Babylon made it official that they are not allowed to worship other god other than the king. But Daniel did not stop praying. Let us look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." What is a decree? A decree is a law that the king has made public. Objecting to it means objecting to the command of the king. Objecting to the command of the king resulted in death penalty directly at the time. It was not that Daniel did not know that the decree has been published. He knew about it, but did not stop praying to God. Daniel even risked his life for faith. A person that even was ready to give life for it, what would he have been afraid of? In foundation of fear and insecurity, always there is fear of death. A person that I know had a cancer operation last week. All of a sudden, the moment that he was told that he was diagnosed as having a cancer, his face turned white. He was a confident and a strong person. His face turned pale and said, "My life is finished." He just plunked himself down. Also, he was not accepting the gospel at all before. But when I prayed for him and encouraged him to believe in Jesus, he said he will believe in Jesus. He made a confession. In foundation of insecurity and fear, there is a fear of death. But even though Daniel was about to get killed, as he did it before, he did not give up on praying. He did not fear death at all. We can see the faith of Daniel here. How about our faith then? It is important to have faith even in good conditions. But it is even more important to keep faith in not so favorable conditions. Even there are hardships, agony, and even you get to lose, keeping faith is even more important. Daniel did not pray in good conditions. Even though he was about to get killed, even in that risky situation, even though that was the situation he was in, as he did it before, he faced Jerusalem and prayed to God. Daniel could have been this bold because his focus was on God only. God was with this kind of person and protected him. Is your faith easily shaken depending on the circumstances and conditions? Like Daniel, I hope you will fix your eyes on God. When you are facing issues, if you are too focused on the issues, you will fall into the trap of these issues. Faith is not about looking at the issue, but it is looking at God that solves these issues. Faith is not about focusing on our circumstances, conditions, but it is fixing our eyes on the strength of God. Even though the doctor says someone's life is nearly ended, if God says that person will live, then that person will get to live. Hezekiah was like that. Even though the world thinks that it is impossible, if God says it is possible, then it is possible. Even though Daniel knew that the decree has been made, he did not stop praying to God. It is because he was tuned solely on the frequency towards God. Miracles only happen to those that believe in miracles. When people believed that the River Jordan will be divided, and began walking, River Jordan got divided. When people believed that Jericho will fall down, when they walked around it, it fell down. When Daniel knew that the decree has been made, but when he risked his life and kept on praying, God protected Daniel and looked after him. Also, prayer of Daniel had two features. Verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Daniel knelt down on his knees facing Jerusalem when he prayed. He faced Jerusalem when he was praying. Jerusalem was the place where he worshipped God, before he was taken to Babylon as a captive. Jerusalem was where the house of God was. House of God is a holy place. He thought about the fact that God is where the house of God is, and he faced Jerusalem when he prayed. Life of Israelites was centered around the church. They had a church-centered life. Wherever you go around the world, in the center of where the Jewish people live, there is a church. And they choose their residence near church. When children finish school, they do not go home but they go to church. They learn about the culture, they learn about the spirit, and they learn about their people. It was a church-centered life. Also, I heard that whenever they built houses, whether they were located in east, west, south or north side, they made their doorway towards Jerusalem. Whenever they entered and exited from these doorways, they always thought about the church in Jerusalem. Why did they consider church as important as this? It is because the owner of church is God. Facing Jerusalem means they were facing towards God. The fact that Daniel opened the window towards Jerusalem meant he chose his direction towards God. That is right. What is there in the center of your life? Whatever we do and wherever we are, we need to live our lives centered around God. Whether students study, businessmen run businesses, whether politicians work in politics, whatever it is, when God is in the center, He will also be there. He will help you. Like Daniel, that faced towards Jerusalem when he prayed, "I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will choose your direction of life towards God." Also, Daniel prayed like the way he did it before. It tells us that he had a routine of praying. Holiness comes from repeating the holy routine. Like he did it before, Daniel prayed three times a day. Daniel knew the decree was made, but as he did it before, he faced Jerusalem, opened the window and prayed. In whatever situation he was in, whether he was in danger, or whether it was not a favorable condition he was in, risking his own life, like he did it before, he kept on praying three times a day without failure. The fact that he did it before indicates us that he had a holy habit, which he was used to do. God kept this Daniel safely, honored him and blessed him abundantly. Holy habits show up in a way of holy life. But the holy life does not happen in a day. It gets made through holy habits. If a toddler had a lot in a meal, it does not mean that this toddler will become an adult in a day. If you received grace today, it does not mean that you will have great faith straight away. By having regular routine of having a holy life, we get to have mature character and mature faith slowly. So having a routine of holy life is important. I hope you will have a regular pattern of coming to worship services. Try doing it. Then your Christian walk, especially internally, your relationship with God will get even more mature. I hope you will also pray regularly. You will get to experience victory in your walk with God. Your life of faith will change to have a spiritual pattern. Having a routine and practicing it in real life is important like this. Like Daniel, I hope you will have a holy habit of coming to worship services regularly and praying to God. I hope you will restore these habits. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Have a look at the result of praying in Daniel's case. God already sent an angel ahead of him. Let us look at verse 22. It says, "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king." Before Daniel was even put in a lion's den, God already sent an angel. When Daniel was about to be killed, God saw that his heart towards God did not change. God sent an angel and shut the mouths of lions. This is work of God. God protected Daniel that prayed. God looked after him. God sent an angel even before Daniel was put in a lion's den. Also, God poured grace in a miraculous way. Let us read verse 24 together. It says, "At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones." People that were jealous of Daniel and plotted a plan to kill Daniel, they were put in a lion's den. Even their families were put in a lion's den, too. Like Haman plotted a plan to kill Mordecai, and by prayer of Esther, that things turned upside down, and Haman ended up dying, through the faith of Daniel, that even risked his own life, God punished those that plotted a plan to harm Daniel, and enabled Daniel to testify to the nation of Babylon that God is alive. If, by any chance, there is anyone that causes your life to be hard, if you are having a right relationship with God, then do not worry about anything at all. Trust that God will take care of all, even though you do not have to put any blood stain on your hands. God gave blessings unto the people of Babylon because of Daniel. Let us read chapter 6, verse 28. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Because of Daniel that God was with, God blessed people be prosperous, too. It is the same story in Joseph's case as well. Because of Joseph, God blessed the people of Egypt. It is the same thing. If you live by faith, and if you really put your life for God and live your life that way, in whatever it is, God will protect us and bless us. I hope you will praise our God, for He is good like this. My dear family in Christ, in this time, where faith is deteriorating and falling apart, where the secular influence is so strong and tempting to us, even though the world is chaotic, do not fix your eyes on the worldly circumstances. Do not look at the people. Do not look at the conditions. Towards Jerusalem, I hope you will kneel down and pray to God. It was not that Daniel did not know that decree was made. Daniel knew that decree was made. But like Daniel that kept faith, continuously, like he did it before, I hope you will be able to pray like that, too. God that kept Daniel safe even in a lion's den, God that protected Daniel in that kind of situation and took care of all, is still alive even today. And that God is looking after you at this moment. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.